first game type scenario. So I'm happy where I was, but definitely no room to improve and kind of go from there.
What was the biggest difference from practice to game in your mind?
The tempo. You know, there's not selected plays. You know, it could go anywhere from three plays to like the first drive. I think we had like 12 plays. So that was probably like the biggest thing. And then, obviously, you know, being in the stadium in front of, you know, 80,000 fans, that's, you know, a difference. And not hitting, you know, our teammates, that was a good thing.
How long did it take you to get comfortable?
I felt pretty good right off the bat. I'd say maybe like two plays in, then it kind of, you know, I felt good then, but I started feeling really good after that, you know, finally, you know, hitting a couple guys and seeing like, all right, that's how they're kind of fitting up. And it felt good.
How about the jitters, David? I mean, they did lead into the game that you had to be feeling that a little bit, you know, getting that started.
To be honest, not. I think I probably had more jitters in college than I did for this game. I just, like I said, how I've been, you know, kind of preaching since, you know, earlier this week, I've just been, you know, trying to, you know, keep a level head and keep a calm mind about it, you know, just playing my game, knowing I'm just playing left tackle and not trying to, you know, blow anything up. And, I mean, I felt good out there, so I'm going to continue to keep that kind of mindset going forward.
Considering your individual performance.
I felt good.
Considering your individual performance, is it easy to forget the final score?
No, I mean, obviously, you know, we want to win the game. I felt good, but, I mean, at the end of the day, we want to pull out the W, so that's not, you know, something that we need to change that we're going to work on, and the coach that we're going to talk about come tomorrow.
Hey, Dave, just make sure you got every rep in the first half.
Excuse me?
Every rep in the first half and left tackle?
Yeah.
Okay, nothing in the second?
No.
Josh had said he talked to you yesterday going over the playbook and just that he gave you a lot of advice. How much did he help you out there today?
Today, I mean, we felt good. They didn't call anything. They didn't show anything that was alarming where I was like, Josh, what are we doing? What are we doing? Everything felt pretty good. It felt pretty slow. It was a nice, smooth transition, like I said. So I didn't feel any too many jitters or any, you know, brain farts, so to say.
Was it fast?
It didn't feel extremely. I just didn't feel overwhelmed. That would probably be the best way to put it. I didn't feel overwhelmed at all. You know, like my coach said, you know, just stay true to your technique, go out there and just play your game.
Why do you think it was you didn't feel overwhelmed?
Probably, like I said, of just keeping a level head, level mind, like, all week. And, you know, being at home for first game, that probably helps out.
Does it boost the confidence to kind of survive that first NFL test?
Oh, of course. I mean, you know, it definitely makes me feel more comfortable and definitely makes me, you know, believe more in myself. But, I mean, this is first only one half of, you know, one preseason game. You know, I still need to get a full game too and see how I can do through four quarters.
Take us through the last week or so.
Do you think you made any mistakes out there?
Huh?
Do you feel like you made any mistakes out there?
Yeah, I mean, I bet that I had some minuses, you know, when the coaches graded. But I felt good overall with the way I played. You know, especially during the first game, I felt confident in how I played. And, you know, I'll know for sure tomorrow once I can, you know, watch the film and see from, like, a bird's eye view.
So would you say it's a big step for you?
Yeah, of course.
How would this compare to the typical post-game locker room for you in Colorado? About the same you dealt with after a game or not?
No, I would say it was, like, maybe most, maybe three. So definitely different.
Take us through the last week or so. I mean, you have 100 reporters around your locker after a preseason game. A week ago, you probably didn't think that was going to be the case.
I mean, it's an awesome experience, but with that experience, you know, with all this becomes great responsibility. You know, I understand that you guys are going to be loving on me, and it feels good, but I also know, you know, there is a dark side to it. And, I mean, hopefully, I would love to say that will never happen, that will never come, but you got to be a realist in the situation and understand, you know, some things can happen and will happen, and then, you know, maybe there'll be different questions being asked and different responses. So until then, I'm definitely, you know, just enjoying the moment, enjoying the time, and making sure that, you know, the main thing you do is focus on the football.
The franchise quarterback's walking away healthy, so you did your job?
Yeah, that's the number one priority. I mean, regardless of my health, make sure he's okay.
Hey, you're wearing a Batman shirt, but you just went Spider-Man. Oh, no.
I mean, I'm a big Batman fan, so I almost purposely wore it for today too. Just
psych you up. I mean, is that kind of a thing?
I like the trilogy, and you know, he's a symbol for something, so kind of, and I just like him.
Okay, sure. How do you make sure you follow up on this?
Like I said, there's a difference between being cocky and being confident. So just take the game as, you know, confidence booster, and know that there's room to improve, and definitely not say that I'm there, because I hope to never say I'm there, to continue to always say, all right, there's always something more I can reach, something more I can do, and that's why I plan to come in tomorrow, you know, come ready to work and see what I need to work on and improve on.
David, you talked about your confidence all week, so I think those of us that were around you didn't expect you to be overwhelmed tonight. I don't think any of us were surprised by the way you played, but was it important to still play that way? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, your confidence probably wasn't going to be affected even if you were a little bit up and down tonight. But was it important to take a good first step? I mean, do you think there's value in it?
There is definitely value in it. I mean, I went out there with the purpose of, like, you know, I've been getting a lot of media attention lately, you know, with the buzz of me moving up and, you know, battling with Marshall on the right side. And then now, you know, with the tragic event with Blog, and then now this whole, you know, me starting left tackle. Like I said, it comes with great responsibility. So I went out there, you know, with something more to prove, because, you know, you can do stuff in practice, and I can tell you guys whatever you guys want to hear. But at the end of the day, it's what's out there that's the most important thing that I'm going to be judged on, not only by my peers, by the fans, but by my coaches and the organization in and above itself. So that I mean, it was good. I was happy, but I needed to know that, you know, got to move on. This is a great first game, but I'm on the second game. I got to start preparing, getting ready, and, you know, got to go prove myself for that game.